Police officer injured in multi-vehicle crash during climate road blockade. By Peter Cattle on November 9, 2022. One police officer has been injured in a three-vehicle pileup after reportedly attempting to intervene in a climate extremist road blockade. One UK police officer has been injured in the wake of a climate road blockade on a major London highway, with a law enforcement official reportedly being thrown off their bike after becoming caught in a vehicle collision. It comes as green extremists across Europe continue to cause chaos in a variety of countries, blocking roadways and airports while also taking to vandalize public artwork in service of their climate goals. According to a statement by the Essex Police, the officer was injured in a multi-vehicle collision while intervening in an attempt by protesters to block the M25 highway. Initially, officers intervened to deal with someone on the motorway between Junction 26 and 27, a statement from the force reads. Subsequently, there was a collision involving two lorries and a police motorbike, it continues. The motorbike rider was injured. An individual who claims to have been an eyewitness to the accident reportedly told the Daily Mail that the accident occurred as the now injured officer attempted to prevent one protester from climbing a structure near the motorway. I was driving along at around 6:21 a.m. when a woman started climbing a concrete pole, the individual reportedly told the tabloid. A police officer on a motorbike swerved to try to stop her and collided with a lorry, which then crashed into another lorry, they continued. They arrested the woman before she could get onto the gantry. At least three people have subsequently been arrested in relation to the climate protest. While who is to blame for the pileup remains unknown, the accident nevertheless represents the latest controversy surrounding ongoing climate-inspired road blockades in Europe, which officials have long warned have been putting the safety of the general public at risk. The issue of safety in relation to the demonstrations has come to a head over the last number of weeks, with a woman being pronounced brain dead last Thursday after being involved in a traffic accident where emergency services were reportedly delayed by road-blocking eco-extremists. It has resulted in politicians from even the left of the German political spectrum condemning the radical activists involved in the actions, with the brain-dead woman's twin sister telling climate activists that she wishes they could experience the hell she has been put through. I would just like to tell them what I experienced, and then give them the chance to put themselves in this hell, Anya Ullmann reportedly said. She went on to criticize how ignorantly some climate activists accept the death of people who may work for environmental protection and other people themselves, with one publication noting that some eco-extremists have responded online to the death by simply saying that shit happens. Despite mass outrage from both German political elites and the general public, over 80% of whom believe the actions are morally wrong, such protests have continued, with climate extremists occupying Berlin's famous Brandenburg Gate on Wednesday as part of demands to curb the use of oil and gas. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.